Weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Cambridge 105.
The annual Bridge the Gap walk took place yesterday. Cambridge 105's Neil Whiteside provided the PA and announcement at the starting point on Parker's piece.
Last Sunday saw the 16th annual Bridge the Gap walk take place. Around 2,000 people spent the morning taking a leisurely stroll through the gardens of some of Cambridge's colleges. This year, the walk was in aid of two Cambridge charities, the Arthur Rank Hospice Charity and Romsey Mill, both former Charities of the Month on Cambridge 105. For some people, like Stuart and Sophie, it was their first time and an opportunity to be a nosy neighbour.
That's precisely what it Definitely is. You don't get to do that every day.
Step on some forbidden grass and, you know, it's great.
Sheila, Bridget and Viv are three friends who work together at Addenbrookes Hospital. Sheila's taken part in several Bridge the Gap walks as she's called upon the services of the Arthur Rank Hospice in the past.
Basically because my father-in-law was in Arthur Rank when it was in Mill Road and they looked after him so well, and this was coming up literally a fortnight after he died, so I did the first one and then did several after that.
So you really did value the work that Arthur Rank did?
Absolutely, yeah.
What was the main thing that helped for you as a member of the family of someone who was being cared for?
Well, we could be there all night. They were quite happy to bring us drinks and we could sleep on the sofa at the time and just stay there with him so he wasn't on his own, basically.
Anne Cook has been on every Bridge the Gap walk since it started in 2002. I asked her which college was her favourite.
I like John's College.
And what's it about John's that you like?
I don't know, really. It's just the feel and warmth of going around the place.
Brickwork and everything matters, doesn't it? The shape of the windows.
The architecture in all the colleges and the gardens in all the colleges is absolutely marvellous. And the people that do all the work to keep them in the shape that they are. But they modernise it as well. They've got some structures in some of the colleges that are new, and they're much more interesting to see.
For Dr. Lynn Morgan, Chief Executive of the Arthur Rank Hospice Charity, it had been a busy day.
It is a busy day, but always a really rewarding day. Isn't it great to see so many people here?
It is. The sunshine helps, doesn't it?
The sunshine does help, but, you know, our supporters and the supporters of Romsey Mill are such loyal followers that we hope they'll follow us in sunshine or rain.
Now, this is the 16th Bridge the Gap walk, and you've been in it from the start. How much has that meant to you?
Oh, it's meant an enormous amount to us. It's one of our biggest fundraisers of the year. It really helps us to deliver the services, the end-of-life services we deliver in Cambridge and for the wider area. And also, it's a great opportunity for us to get the Arthur Rank name out there and to help people to understand what we do.
I mean, you are a very well-known name in the city, and the numbers, when you go through the figures of the number of patients you look after and things like that, it's huge numbers.
It is a huge number, and because of that, we have to raise a huge amount of money. You know, every year we look at the amount of money we've got to raise and we think, oh my Lord, how are we going to do that? But it's events like this, it's the community coming together and supporting us, usually or often because they're grateful that we've looked after one of their loved ones. And so it's a great way that people are able to support us and we can see them and say thank you.
We've already heard from a couple of ladies today, both of whom have been direct beneficiaries of the Arthur Rank services. And it's also struck me that it was the support that you give to the families as well.
That's right. It's a really important part of what we do. And we know from research that actually if people don't get that support at the time that a loved one dies, then actually that can affect them for a long time. And in the new hospice, one of the things that we've factored in is two really lovely sort of family suites, so that if people don't live locally, if their loved one is dying and they just want to stay close by, actually we've got two self-contained apartments that they can stay in, again, free of charge. And it just helps us to expand the services we offer.
Now, you mentioned your new premises out at Shelford Bottom, a massive project and finally up and running. That must have been a great relief and a great sense of pride for you.
Absolutely. I mean, we had the concept. We believed that we could do it. We worked tirelessly going around the country, talking to other hospices, looking at research, working with fabulous architects, LSI from Norwich, to make sure that we had thought of everything that we could sort of incorporate in the building to make it the best facility that we could have. And that's what it is, and it's fabulous. And what I should say, that if people haven't been, our bistro is open to the public, and in fact on Sundays they do a very nice roast dinner for a roast lunch for about £6.50.
That sounds like a bargain. So now that's open, then surely the temptation is to sort of kick back a little bit and go, that's that project done.
Well, unfortunately, we think that some people do think, oh, that's good, you know, the hospice is built, you know, they don't really need the money anymore. But of course, it's just the tip of the iceberg, you know, it's money for services that we still need. And, you know, we have to raise millions a year, and that comes in every sort of form, so we still do need the support.
This is the second year that Romsey Mill have been a beneficiary. I asked Georgina Forbes from Romsey Mill how much the money raised means to them.
It makes a massive difference, and especially when it's a major event in your calendar and it's got a reputation such as Bridge the Gap does, that we can rely on this, that people are going to turn up, there's amazing supporters, and it just really impacts our work phenomenally.
And in terms of preparation for this, how involved have you been in the organisation?
Very involved. I mean, some of it has been quite daunting for me because it's involved a lot of the legal side of things and health and safety, and that is something quite new for me personally. But as part of a team, it's been great. My favourite part of being involved in planning this has just been working with all the volunteers, working with the local companies that have come out to support us, like the local co-op and the vendors that we have here today. I mean, it's just been marvellous the way that the Rotary come out every year and help us. So it's just a wonderful opportunity to get to know other people, to get to talk about Romsey Mill and what we do, and to enable people to join us and help raise some money for the work.
And what sort of things is this money going to directly go and do?
The money raised at Bridge the Gap will go to towards the work we do with young children, disadvantaged families, teenage parents, children on the autistic spectrum. We have 11 youth groups that we run each week. So this is a plethora of work that Romsey Mill do within the local community, just helping people that are disadvantaged and are facing tough times, and we draw alongside them, and we're in with them for the long haul to get over what they're in and get a better life, really.
Corners of my mind, I just can't seem to find a reason to believe that I can break free. Cause you see, I have been down for so long, felt like all hope was gone.
Once back on Parker's Piece, the walkers were able to enjoy refreshments and entertainment. Local musicians Ben Drake and Christian Smith performed acoustic acts alongside Cambridge singing group Ten Sing, whilst Eden Piper was performing magic tricks.
Your card's disappeared, and you've had this box the whole time, right?
I have.
I'll hold the mic for you.
You know what's going to be in it, don't you?
Folded up into quarters.
It's the Two of Hearts. That is amazing. All right, Ben, and obviously you're going to tell us now how you did it.
Not a chance.
Luckily, the event wound down before the late afternoon rain arrived. It's hoped it'll raise over £30,000, which will be split equally between the two charities.
Neil Whiteside on yesterday's Bridge the Gap Walk.
I can dance.
I
just want to praise you.
Oh, I quite like that. I'll have to get them in the studio at some time. Excellent. Looking forward to getting the final total on all of that. But it sounds like everybody did extremely well indeed. It's 18 now, away from 5 o'clock.